Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Who is this I'm speaking with?
Yes, you're speaking to Shay.
Representing who, though?
Customer support.
Customer support of who, though? What I'm getting at is that there was a charge on my card that I'm trying to find out what is going on at the moment.
Okay, yes, sir, to better assist you, can I have your zip code that you're calling about?
50315.
I'm sorry, you got to slow up just a little bit for me.
50315.
Thank you.
Who are you representing?
A third-party company serving several different products. Can I have your first and last name?
Andre Williams.
Can I have you verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
5501 Southeast 6th Street.
Okay, yes.
Moines, Iowa.
Yes, sir. Are you calling about this Vibe watch that you ordered, sir, back on February the 9th?
What is it?
It's a Vibe watch that you ordered, sir.
You have to explain a little bit more to me because right now I'm not understanding anything you're talking about.
Okay, it's a watch, a fitness watch, a smart watch that you ordered back on February the 9th. You would have paid $7.92 at the time.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. However, you want to pay $7.92 for the shipping and handling of that product. That is a $69.97 product. So you had 14 days starting on February the 9th to try that product, sir. So you're out of your 14-day trial. That's why you're seeing a result of $69.97.
Can you cancel whatever it is? That's what the discrepancy is I'm seeing. And I hear what you're saying. Obviously, I've not done something, and I am not wanting those charges. They already reversed them, but I just want to make sure that there's no more further charges or anything.
Okay. Yes, sir. So just hold on for me one moment, sir.
All right.
Well, yes, sir. Saying that you received that watch already, sir, we had received that watch back into the facility.
I haven't received any watch right now. I know what you're talking about, but I haven't received anything yet.
You said you
I don't want any more charges.
So you didn't receive that watch back on February the 12th, sir?
Not yet.
You did?
I said not yet.
Okay, yes. However, you said it was delivered on February the 12th, sir. So you're saying that you didn't receive that watch. We can just get that canceled out, sir. So just hold on for me one moment.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go over that fat on my break.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for holding that line for. Thank you for holding that line for me, sir. So, I do have to cancel out, sir. Would you like your cancellation number?
And this is just this is to exclude everything, or because I'm
almost
to the point. I got a couple of things that I'm waiting for, and this and a phone, and I haven't received either one of them. I'm starting to wonder if it's a scam or not. So when I see a pop up of my bill, I'm confronting everybody.
Yes, sir. I do understand that, but I do have that cancel out for you, sir.
And what's this confirmation number for?
You said, what's it for?
Yes, exactly.
It's just confirmation that your account is canceled out. I mean, you'll get
okay.
an email with the information if you don't want to write it down.
I'll take both of them. I'm ready.
And it is C as in Charlie. 1-1. C as in Charlie.
1-1. You said C
yes.
1-1? Okay.
Yes. C as in Charlie. A. 132-816.
Okay, can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, so that's C11CA132816.
Okay, can I repeat this back to you now then?
Yes, sir, you may.
C as in Charlie, 1-1. C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, 132816.
Yes, sir, it is correct.
All righty.
Yes, sir, is there anything else I may assist you with today?
No, I appreciate everything.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.